Long-lasting megastorms like Hurricane Sandy are likely tied to a warming Arctic. Dr. Jennifer Francis, a researcher with the Institute of Marine and Coastal Sciences at Rutgers University, says rising Arctic temperatures have changed the jet stream that drives weather in the Northern Hemisphere.
We know that the reason the jet stream exists is because it's warmer to the south than it is to the north. And it's that temperature difference between the Arctic and the lower latitudes that drives the winds in the jet stream. But as the Arctic has been warming faster, that means that the temperature difference has become smaller, and so the winds of the jet stream have in fact become weaker.
Francis says a weaker jet stream has more and longer north and south turns, like a meandering river, and that's causing drawn-out weather, including extremes like droughts and storms.
So if you're in a stormy pattern, for example, it means that the storms will last longer, just like Alaska experienced this past September. They had a seemingly unending string of storms affecting them, and that was because there was a big southward dip in the jet stream that just stayed put. So what we're experiencing right now here today along the East Coast is a big northward swing in the jet stream, which actually steered Sandy into the mid-Atlantic region.
Francis expects the jet stream will continue to be affected as melting of Arctic sea ice and snow cover causes the north to warm faster than mid-latitudes. She says short of a volcanic eruption, there's nothing to counteract the warming effect of accumulating CO2 in the atmosphere. Francis presented her research during an Alaska Center for the Climate Assessment and Policy webinar yesterday.